Ayo, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. That's probably not true. You probably know you're here for a devotional, and you may or may not know I'm Ryan. Hi. Welcome to your daily Nerd Devo. Those two little lines were made famous by former professional wrestler Scott Hall. He's known as Razor Ramon, he's known as Scott Hall, he's even known as the Bad Guy. I wish I had a toothpick in my mouth right now, and I don't. It'd be very apropos. Scott Hall, who has wrestled since the 1980s until the early 2010s, passed away yesterday at the age of 63. He was an absolute icon of the business, who had a lot of very public ups and downs. But man, did we love to watch that man wrestle. He was an excellent wrestler, part of some of the biggest stories and angles and matches. His ladder match with Shawn Michaels, the story of him and Kevin Nash, and surprise, Hulk Hogan in the NWO and WCW. The man was made for those moments, and he excelled in those moments. Outside the ring, and sometimes inside it, unfortunately, he struggled with other things. Scott Hall, in many cases, was an addict. He fought against a lot of personal demons, and for a good portion of his life, was not winning that fight. In the last, I think, 5 or 10 years, that changed. He got help, a lot of it from also former professional wrestler Diamond Dallas Page, a man who has become synonymous with helping those who need it in the wrestling business or outside of it. Jake Roberts, Scott Hall, and now I believe even Buff Bagwell have all gone to DDP and gotten help with the things they have faced that have torn them down as he works to help them build themselves back up. It's been a long fight for Hall, and I'm going to miss the man. He was something of an inspiration at some point because he came out on the other side of the addictions he faced and he fought. An addiction can be a lifelong struggle. As one recovering addict, I understand at least a fraction of what he dealt with. Addiction isn't something that really ever goes away. It's something you overcome and you push through. But it's still a temptation that's very real in your life. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, it says, I have the right to do anything. You say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. As someone who has spent a period of his life mastered by something, it's not pretty. It tears you down and it tears you apart. And it did the same thing to Scott Hall. In 1 Peter 5:10, it says, And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you had suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Scott Hall fought, and he got better. And while he's ultimately no longer with us, I'm happy that he got better, that he got the help he needed, that he deserved, and he finally took those steps, because you have to take the steps yourself. And he got better. It's a long, difficult struggle, but it's worth it. As someone who's pushed through on the other side, but still deals with that temptation, you can do it. And it's worth it. I promise you, it's worth it. If you are dealing with that, or you have in the past, let me tell you I understand. And let me encourage you and tell you I love you, and you're going to be okay. You can keep pushing forward and keep getting to that place where you want to be okay again, working towards making those changes. But you have to have help. And that help starts with God. He will help you along that journey if you let him, but you have to give him that opportunity. You cannot do this on your own. You need him, and you need those around you to support you and help you, push you forward, to check on you, to make sure you're doing okay, or to be that for someone else who needs you to do it for them. I'm glad Scott Hall got the help he needed, found someone to help him, to support him, to push him forward. And I encourage you to do the same if you need to. It really is worth it, and you can be okay. You can fight this, I promise you. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast or come hang out over on our Facebook page with the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and I'm going to miss that, man. He was a heck of a wrestler, and he is and always will be an inspiration.